بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. حضرت أبو ذر غفاري رضي الله عنه submitted to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم favor me with some advice. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when you happen to commit a sin, hasten to do a virtue in atonement so that the ill effect of the sin may be washed away. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله عنه further inquired, O رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, is the recitation of the kalima la ilaha illallah also a virtue? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, it is the best of all virtues. In atoning sins, it is one of the best virtues that a person can do. Ulama say that for the salvation from the fire of Jahannam and also great protection from many evils in this world, the recitation of the kalima la ilaha illallah is very effective. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said that because the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be accustomed to reciting this kalima la ilaha illallah quite often, then their deeds will be very weighty on the scales. There is a pillar of nur in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whenever a believer recites the kalima la ilaha illallah, that pillar begins to shake. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the pillar to become calm and still, then it says, how can I become calm and still when the reciter has not yet been forgiven? And in this way, it secures the forgiveness of the reciter. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, for about 7 minutes till about 30. Let us all try and make zikr at least of this kalima la ilaha illallah 100 times.